producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what you can do. You can do it. Actually, I ran into somebody over the weekend. They said, do you work on the weekend? Or no, they said, are you heard on the weekends?
Okay.
Uh-huh. You have to be very careful about how you ask the question, right?
Right.
And I said, yeah. Because a lot of, you know, some of my stations carry me 6 days or 7 days a week and some delay. But I don't do the program on the weekends. I do the program Monday through Friday from noon to 3, East Coast time. So the question is, well, what if I can't hear you then? Well, there are several answers to that question. One is you can do the podcast. You can go to drjoy.com, download the podcast.
Yep.
If you put in Google Dr. Joy Brown Program Live, it will direct you to some place that's carrying it live at the time so you can listen online. Did you know that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, of course you know that. You're my engineer. Of course, yes. He knows all this stuff. And the other thing you can that's the major ways you can listen to it live. You can download the podcast. You can hear it streaming. Either when I'm doing it live, if you're at work, for example, assuming that your work will allow you to listen to the internet, or you can at any particular time. Because, you know, I had an uncle once who said he drove cross country listening to me. Because even though he'd lose me in one market, he'd pick me up in another. Like, yeah, there was somebody who called, a couple of weeks ago. I think maybe it was when you were out trick-or-treating or something. Or being ill, you know, excuse. Yeah, I was really sick. Right, Shane. So why weren't... I will tell you a quick story about that. I'll finish this story, and then I'll tell you another one. But some guy called and said he drove from Florida to Maine and could catch me all the way.
Oh, no, yeah, I was here for that guy. Yeah, I remember him.
So,
driving up the East Coast, yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. So in college, there was a professor who said, you have to be here to take the exam. I don't care if you're sick. You know, I don't care. You need to. And so somebody, being the little thugs we were, hired an ambulance and came in with an IV attachment.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I thought, well, that's who Shane would be if he really loved me. He'd come in with his IV.
Oh, that's funny.
No, even I don't demand that. Well, I could whine about it. You know, if you really
sure,
love me.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm not. All right. So here's Shane's contribution, among others, to the program today. All right. And I think you put this on Facebook, right?
Yes, Facebook is as well as other places. So, yes.
Okay, got it. It says, attention, joy walking, roaming reporters. Maybe we should call it Dr. Joy Walking. Never mind. It doesn't make any difference.
Sure.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to equip yourself with the best possible portable digital audio recorder, phones, Androids work, which they do, and get out on the streets of your community and start interacting with your neighbors. Always start the interview by saying, this is your... whatever your first name, this is Shane, Joy Walking, roaming reporter. I think we should call it Dr. Joy Walking.
Sure, we can do that. Yep.
I think otherwise people are not going to understand what we're talking about.
Sure.
Dr. Joy Walking, roaming reporter, and we're here with Shane, which would be somewhat redundant. Then go ahead and ask the current month's question. November's question is, what are you thankful for? After you've recorded your quick interviews, preferably under a minute each, send them individually in MP3 format to drjoywalking@gmail.com. Now, How do they go from their phone to MP3?
Well, they would have to, most of the time, if you're recording something in a phone, it'll let you just, you know, if you click on the file, it'll let you, like, upload it to, say, an email, and then...
Well, yeah, mine will just, if I'm recording something and then I send it to you, it gives me a choice of either emailing it or texting.
Right, right.
Does that automatically mean it's an MP3 file?
It should, yeah. MP3 or MP4, one of the two, but either one will work, yes. Yep. So
when I send you reviews, they're already an MP3 or MP4 file.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
That may make my life much easier in the long run.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew?
Yep.
See, ask the right question, shouldn't they get the right answer?
Yeah, sure.
We'll go through the submissions and find our favorites to play live on air during the show. Always have fun, be kind, and stay safe. Good point. All right, I think the only thing that I would change is I'd call them Dr. Joy Walking.
Sure, we can do that.
Because otherwise people are not going to understand what we're talking about.
Sure. Okay. Makes sense.
But, all right, so, and to sort of be part of the Dr. Joy Brigade, maybe we'll have T-shirts printed or something.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be fun?
We should
well,
do
I already,
that.
You know what I have? I have stupid and cheerful T-shirts. Maybe we'll send, I'll
nice.
Tell you what, if you do this, and we use your thing on the air, maybe we'll send you, we have to figure out, Shade and I have to figure this out, but we'll send you either a T-shirt or a hat. And if you become one of our all-stars, we'll send you both or something like that.
Nice.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Fantastic.
All right. The T-shirts and hats are black, and they say stupidandcheerfuldrjoy.com on them.
Nice.
So that's pretty good, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah,
yeah,
so you can be part of the brigade. And if this gets to be a big deal, maybe we'll get sequins on them or something. I love sequins. All right, so that's number one issue. Number two issue is we were talking about colds and flu and Ebola. And I don't know that this would work for Ebola, but I think Ebola has sort of diminished in our fright category. This is one of my listeners who sends me emails from all over the world. He says, "Bonjour. I was listening to your podcast on my last layover in Peking, and you were talking about cold and flu. Cut cabbage kimchi. Do you guys know what kimchi is?"
I do.
I do too. Right, explain what kimchi is.
Well, isn't it like a, let's see, how do I explain this?
It's fermented cabbage.
Right.
And it's Korean.
Right, right.
And it is very smelly and somewhat spicy. I think you can get it in different levels of spice.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't they, it's got some sort of red sauce usually is the way I've seen it. Is that the way you've seen it too? Or?
I've seen it both with and without. My godchild is Korean, so I had, and she loved it, but it does stink. But cabbage stinks, although I love cabbage, so never mind. You cut cabbage kimchi that you can buy at any Korean grocery store. Is one of the best preventions from getting cold and flu. 4 tablespoons as a side dish with dinner will help keep the bugs away and healthy. Well, cabbage is a very good antioxidant as well, I think.
Yeah.
Korea was the only country in the world that was not affected by SARS years ago. Crew members that I work with swear by it. Off to Korea on Thursday. Good week to me. Good week to you. Just moi, Jacques. So isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Kimchi.
It's always very tasty as well. So.
Well, yeah, if you like it. I mean, but, and it is spicy. It is because it's fermented. It's not only cabbage, but it's fermented.
Right.
Well, you figure, look, cabbage is already good for you. It's an antioxidant. And
spice is probably
fermented.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, that hot things that make you sweat are good for you because they purge the system. They're also vasoconstrictors.
Sure.
And the fermentation means there's probably some level of alcohol in it, which means it's going to kill everything.
Right.
So maybe we should all go buy kimchi.
Probably thin your blood a little bit, too, I would imagine, right? Or
I don't know. What would be the blood thinner? What would be acting as a
blood thinner? Well, I've always heard that, things like cayenne pepper, spicy stuff, and then as well as alcohol, I think, thins your blood, too. So
I don't think they thin I think they make you sweat.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what would... Because I know that, for example... countries that eat a lot of spicy food are much less prone to hemorrhoids. One of those things that you probably needed to know, because it's a vasodilator. No, I think it'd be a dilator.
Sure, the opposite.
Yeah.
Yep. You bet.
So you sweat more, and the idea sweat is very preventive. That's presumably why one of the things that happens when you get a fever and the fever breaks is that you cold sweat.
Okay.
Because it's a way of getting rid of, I guess, toxins in your body.
Interesting.
This is folk wisdom 101. So,
I thought it works, right?
Yeah, and listen, anything that you believe is magic. The other thing about eating kimchi is probably because your breath is going to be so foul, the combination of the cabbage, the spice, and the fermentation, that people are going to avoid you, and that's not necessarily bad.
That'll cut down on the transmission.
Exactly. All right, so I've, what do I have here, like? 12 seconds?
Not too much. A little more than that.
There was a bride and a groom on the subway last night, and I think it was a photo shoot, because, first of all, she looked like 15 years older than he did. Second of all, she was in a bridal gown, an old-fashioned bridal gown, and black sandals. Black, you know.
Oh, wow.
And, neither of them were wearing rings, but it certainly was a talking point. I think if I wanted to get attention on the subway, that dressing as a bride and groom is maybe one of the things to do. But I thought, if she's the bride and he can only, I mean, a cab only costs $20 and the subway costs $5. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And marrying somebody who would wear black sandals with a wedding gown, I don't know. 855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Past 10 years, my mother-in-law has been setting up family trips, and they pretty much have been, you know, close, like Florida, nothing further than that, so it's about 2 hours by plane. For the past few years, we haven't done a family trip because all the other kids were a lot older, but my kids were 2 years old, and I had a baby on the way, so we decided not to do family trips. Well, this year they decided to do one again. Instead of my mother-in-law planning it, it was one of the sister-in-law decided to plan it, and she planned it to Mexico, which we felt It was too long of a plane ride for my son, who's now two.
How long is the plane ride?
I think like 7 hours. But we've never been on a plane with him, and he's very...
It depends where in Mexico it is. I'm just trying to think. I flew to meet my mom in Mexico City, and I think it was about two and a half or 3 hours. And I also flew to Guadalajara, which is farther. I mean, it depends. It's not quite as far as you think it is.
Okay.
It's not like Rome.
Right.
All right, so you're not sure how long it is.
Right. I mean, it might be less. We're just thinking about the last trip with our daughter was such an ordeal that we didn't want to do. We didn't really want to go out.
You may want to find out how long it is, because that may make a difference. I mean, I think, listen, anything over about 6 or 7 hours, I get a little antsy. You know, you wouldn't want to go with me. But if it's three, the difference between a 2.5 hour trip and a 3 hour trip probably not going to affect you very much.
Right.
So you may want to just, all you have to do is call the airlines or go, you know, Google it. You can find out. Okay, so let's assume.
So finally, what we did decide to do was not go on the trip at all.
Well, but you should check it out before, because you're setting up a straw dog. You're saying, well, it takes too long to get there, and it may not.
And then we're also nervous about him being on a trip, because our daughter was so horrible on our last trip.
Well, but that means you're never going to travel with your kids, and never going to travel. Something else may be going on here. Tell me what the question is.
So what we decided, in the end, we decided not to go. But then one of the brothers was, like, trying to convince my husband to go. And lately they haven't been getting along, and a lot of it might be misunderstanding. But I figured this is a good way for them to kind of build up their relationship again.
Yeah.
Is it something that, and my husband's a little unsure.
You're suggesting he goes without you?
Yeah.
Diana, my dear. You're about to get lectured to. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Yes.
All right, I don't want you to cry. I do want you to go to Google how long it is. But, I mean, you're putting your husband in a difficult position because you're saying to him, look, this is family, but you're saying, but I'm not going to play. And it may be a great opportunity for, if you feel your kids are not very good travelers, then maybe it's a great opportunity to get a babysitter and you and your husband have a second honeymoon. But, I tend to agree with you. I think your husband and his family are getting a bristlier relationship than they need because of your unwillingness to go on family trips. And family trips are one of the ways that people, as you know, cement relationships. But I think you should go with him. So you need to, first of all, do some research. Find out how long the trip is. If you decide that the two kids traveling is not a great idea, then get somebody to take care of them, and the two of you should go.
Yeah, the other reason about the trip is that all the kids are between, our kids are 2 and 5.
Right.
The kids are all 12 to 18.
Well,
so they have a camp. So all the kids are going to be in the camp, and then me and my husband will be with our kids the whole time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Diana, we've already taken care of that. Leave the kids behind.
Right.
I mean, listen, I'm very fortunate that my kid was, she was traveling from the time she was 3 weeks old, literally, and it was a great traveler. And in the old days, they used to have a thing on the airplane where they had an actual cradle that you would snap to the bulkhead, and she would sleep the whole way because the vibration, you know, you'd nurse her on the way on takeoff and on landing, so her ears didn't pop. She'd sleep the whole way. And she's always loved traveling. She's always been a good traveler, so I was spoiled. But not everybody's kids are great travelers. Leave your kid at home.
Right.
You and your husband will have a second honeymoon. Mexico is fun. And the family will adore you. And he'll appreciate it because you've made a little bit of a sacrifice.
Right.
All right?
All right.
Call up and find out how long the plane trip is. I think you may be surprised, depending on which coast you're going to and where you're going to in Mexico.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
This should make you smile, sweetie.
Yeah. All right,
I can hear the smile coming through, the gritted teeth. That's how smiles always sound when they're coming through gritted teeth. Raphael, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I have a probably trivial situation, but for me it's not trivial.
That's right. Listen, it's always the luck of the draw, so don't worry.
I have a 19-year-old boy, and he's a very good kid. He's attending college, and academically he's not performing as well as he would expect, and probably we would expect, too.
How many kids do you have, Raphael?
Two of them.
What's the age of the other one?
16.
Okay.
He's the youngest one. And
how did this kid do in high school?
He's a special education child. He's got autism, and he's got learning problems.
So he was not a great student in high school?
No, he's attending special school.
Right. So what is he good at?
At math.
He's good at math?
No, but she's doing pretty good in calculations. That's what she's doing. She's attending special school.
Right.
That's the special education program. So he's not going to be able to attend a normal ordinary school.
Okay.
Ever.
So it's a so when you say college, it's a specialized program.
Yes, it's a special. And no. You're talking about the oldest child. He's 19. He's a very good kid.
That's the one we were talking about, I thought.
Yes. Yes.
So the 19-year-old, how did the 19-year-old do in school?
She's doing
how did he
average B and C.
How did he do in high school?
High school, he was a pretty good student.
Did he make A's or B's?
Mainly A's.
Okay. So he's now in college.
Yes.
Freshman year or sophomore year?
He's a sophomore year.
Okay. So how did he do his first year?
Not very great. Only C's.
Okay. Was it because it was harder or because he wasn't studying and was having a great... Does he live on campus?
Yes. First year, he used to live in campus.
Right.
Now he lives... second year, he lives at home.
Okay.
And he's commuting.
Okay. What's his major? Does he have a major?
Yes. He's biotechnology major.
Okay. So what's the question?
The question is, during our conversations, he told me that he's got no motivation about his studies. And,
okay.
Probably, most likely he's starting and continuing his studies because he wants to please us to complete his education, so to speak.
Right. So what's the question?
The question is, and he also mentioned that he's got no great interest going out partying or going with his friends.
Okay.
And question is, what is the best way to approach this problem for me?
All right. Well, I think there are two issues here, and they're separate, but they may overlap. One is to make sure he's not depressed, because a kid who has got no interest in academics and no interest in social life, we want to just make sure that he's not feeling depressed. Because if he is, he should see a therapist. Whose decision was it for him to live at home?
Beg your pardon?
Whose decision was it for him to live at home as opposed to on campus?
His own.
Okay, well, he may be having some adjustment issues. And you're his dad. Do you think does he seem to you to be depressed?
No, he doesn't seem to be depressed.
Okay.
But he obviously has probably less interest.
Well, but Raphael, I got that. I think the point is that one of two things is true. That either he's depressed, at which point he's not going to have interest in anything. If you don't see him as being depressed, I would say to him, look, you're 19. You're a young guy. There's no draft staring in the face. Take a year off and decide something else you want to do. Go work. I wouldn't let him live at home without working. But go find a job. Go travel. Go do something you want to do. Go join the Peace Corps. Then come back to school when you have more idea what you want to do.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So we were talking about Jacques Korean, actually it's not Korean cure, it's just kimchi. Well, maybe it is a Korean cure, but kimchi is a Korean side dish. That's fermented cabbage, and I think it does have some spices in it. I think it does have cayenne or something, hot pepper.
It seems like it's cayenne or something.
Yeah, because there's something that goes whoa.
Yeah,
I think you can get it in different strengths, like
sure,
sort of gentle, which means the roof of your mouth just caught on fire. A medium, which means your hair is now on fire.
Right.
And heavy, which means that you ascend to the ceiling of your house and set it on fire. Different people have different tolerances for hot stuff. Are you a hot stuff kind of guy?
I love spicy food, yes. Yeah, just ask my wife. I live for spicy food.
I like spicy where it gives a little bit of a zing to it, but where it sets your, where you have to do a huge thing of water to take the next bite is not my fave.
Yeah. And yeah, so I have to admit, I love it. Just
I can say, I mean, he didn't even grimace. He didn't even say, oh, yeah, right. No, he's saying, he's under his breath, he's saying wimp.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I can hear the wimp. All right, so let's talk about other, so whether people got flu shots. So you got a flu shot, I got a flu shot.
Yeah.
Yep. I have noticed, do you remember how it used to be, were you ever a smoker? Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
No, I didn't.
Nope. Me neither. Okay. But remember, I mean, it used to be, I think people still, and the latest is now cigars. And even guys walking down the street, I just glare at them.
Really?
Because
cigars?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's
strange.
The latest way for men to just be obnoxious.
Weird.
Yeah, although women are deciding that it's cool for them to smoke cigars, too. So, anyway.
Interesting.
But remember when the smoking first came out in secondhand smoke, and we used to sort of glare at people who were smoking around us?
Sure.
When it was still legal?
Sure.
Okay. It's now become people who cough or sneeze on the subway get that same look like, how dare you? And it's not like a sneeze. And there really are people who do not cover their nose or mouth when they sneeze.
Yep. Cough or sneeze, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, it occurs to me that the same sort of disdain, and how could you, you know, you're just so impervious to human, you know, human well-being, but that we used to give to smokers, right. We now give to sneezers and coughers.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, I have to admit, the people who do the wide-open cough or sneeze, yeah, it does bug me a bit, you know what I mean? It's kind of, come on.
Well, it's kind of thoughtless.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, when we were kids, and I suspect you were taught to cover your nose and mouth with your hand. We don't do that anymore, right?
Yep.
Now you do it into your elbow.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, now that you mention it, when we were kids, yeah, cough into your hand, yeah.
Well, and then somebody, do you know the experiment that actually taught us that? It's one of my favorite scientific studies in that it's so elegant, and how
really?
Anybody figured it out. They figured out, you know, the notion is now that we transmit bacteria and viruses from our hands to our eyes.
Sure.
You know that's
sure.
basically
yep.
the theory.
Yep.
That's why, in fact, there's actually something I was reading something, I think actually on the subway or someplace, that said what you need to do during flu season is think of your neck from your neck down as covered with a glass plate so that your hands never get above your neck.
Sure.
Because that's how you transmit.
Yeah.
All right. So, but think about how we figured that out. And here's the, I have the answer to that. God forbid I bring up a question to which I don't have the answer. What they did was they got a bunch of people to play poker, and they covered their, I'm trying to remember exactly what they did. They sprayed the cards with bacteria and viruses, which is kind of mean, different studies, different pathogens. And then, so the only thing that was, you were completely covered except for your hands in one experiment. And the other ones, they had the cards, but you wore gloves.
Ah.
And in the ones in where you wore gloves, nobody got sick.
Really?
The ones where the only thing that was open was your hands, everybody got sick.
Wow.
Isn't that elegant?
Wow, yeah, interesting.
To understand. And then I think they actually did something as well where, well, obviously in the ones that you have gloves. I'm trying to think. There was something so that you couldn't, I think you know, like the dogs that have those little collars so they can't scratch their ears.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was something else so they couldn't touch your eyes as well. But the point being that it was they had people play poker with the cards that were so it was not. And I think they were in individual booths or something so that there was no way of getting an aerosol transfer.
Yeah.
It was strictly hands to face, actually, which is, and it's not face, it's your eye. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is very interesting.
I'm sorry I don't remember it slightly better. I have the image of it in my head, but I think the image keeps getting confused with the dogs playing poker as well, which is
not
helpful.
The idea with the gloves must be that people don't, if you have gloves on, you don't try to.
You're not transmitting it.
Yeah, sure.
And you probably don't touch your eye with your glove.
That's what I was thinking, yeah, because, I mean, obviously gloves can get the.
Well, I think the first part was just how you transmit
the
bacteria, and it's not aerosol. Because that's what everybody assumed, is
exactly,
that, you know, when you sneeze, that's how you get it. And there are some pathogens that are aerosols, but apparently rhinovirus is not.
Interesting.
Maybe it is. I don't. You know, what happens is I don't. You know, I don't look these things up ahead of time because I don't know that I'm going to talk about them. So
it's sort of
whatever sticks. Whatever sticks in my head at that moment. So all right, let's hear what. So why people got or didn't get the flu shot?
Yeah. Let's see.
Which is one of our most controversial topics ever. I think other than. Did we think that Barbie and Ken should get married? That was the most controversial
no
of all time.
No,
that was
perfect.
Really fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
See,
so,
Evelyn says, got one last week for the first time in over a decade. The reason is I got sick the past two Januaries, so this year I'll see if it helps.
Well, supposedly that even if you do get sick, you're going to get a lighter case.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you and I clearly, I mean, I sort of do mine as like kind of every other year. You know, when I think about it, I clearly don't take it as seriously as perhaps I should.
Sure.
But and in the past, the reason I've gotten is somebody has shanghaied me. Somebody, the radio station I worked for when I first came to New York, was an AM/FM, and the FM actually had somebody. When a doctor came into the conference room and gave everybody on the air a shot. And they all knew me, so they just grabbed me and said, you need one too.
You get one, yeah, right.
And then one year, one of the people I worked with, who was a physician as well, said, I'll give you a shot. You know, I'll come in, I'll give you a shot.
Yeah.
So it's usually when someone shanghais me.
Sure.
But I, with Ebola around, sort of just made me, which I know that the flu shot had nothing to do with Ebola, but the general sense of welfare and sort of doing what you can and you know, taking reasonable risk but not taking unconscionable risk and doing what you could to keep yourself healthy did seem to me to have a certain resonance. Although
yeah,
I ended
exactly.
up just being in the store, you know, on a Friday night or something where I was on my way to someplace else and said, do you do the shot? And yep.
I always get one just because my doctor always tells me with MS, you know, I should always have one each
year.
Yeah,
I think, absolutely. Anybody who has any sort of compromised physical condition, which means the young, the old, and anybody with any kind of compromise, especially lung function.
Right, exactly, so.
And people are now, I don't know, do you ride public transportation at all?
Occasionally, not very often.
Because people are now starting to, like, wear gloves and sort
that,
of have Kleenex that they, you know, which... Good luck. In fact, you got snow today, didn't you?
We did. In fact, it's supposed to be a lot of snow by the time tonight turns into tomorrow. Yes. I mean, they're talking like possibly 10 plus inches.
Are you going to be able to make it in tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking for a reason? Are you looking for another reason to desert me?
No.
All right.
No,
well,
yes.
Well, here it's beautiful. It's not very warm. It's about, I think it's about 57, 58 degrees.
For
but,
now.
Yeah.
that's what it was here. I kid you not, it was, I think it was like 55 degrees on Saturday, I want to say. And yeah, now we're talking about 10 inches of snow. So only in Minnesota. I'd like to say only in Minnesota, but they say the same thing in New England and other places too. So.
Well, apparently someone was saying that the dreaded words polar vortex for next week.
Yes, I heard that.
And
too.
I'm going to go visit my mom just on the weekend. And yesterday in Denver it was like 67, and on Friday when I get there it's supposed to be 14.
Oh man!
I've run into hurricanes, tornadoes, blizzards.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't love my mom, I don't know. And I went to the wrong airport last time.
Ouch.
I don't know.
Yep.
My mom should understand that I love her dearly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, honey, that's all right. All right. So tell me a flu shot story.
Let's see. Sherry says, I can't have the flu because I cannot afford to miss work. And I think a lot of us in the world feel exactly that same way. So it's another good reason to get that flu shot.
Well, so, yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Jan says, yes, got mine every year since I got the flu in 2005 and was sick for 4 months.
Four Ouch. Months? What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Sick 4 months. Okay, yes.
Oh, sick 4 months. Yeah. Well, still.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly. Well,
we'll finish up with the flu and make sure that you're kimchiing yourself. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, Pro
Kelpflowers.com is the key. Kelpflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I am here to help in whatever capacity that would work for you, whether it's to answer a question. Actually, do you know, let's finish up, because I know we had an email, but I think rather than doing the email here, because it's something I think I'm going to probably want to devote some time to, so
sure.
let's do that next hour.
Yep.
But, let's finish up flus. Let's get our flu story over.
Get it done with.
Yeah.
Let's see. Thomas says, no, I never have either. He says you need to expose yourself every once in a while to the flu as it mutates, or over time your body won't even fight off the common cold. If you get the shot, you better get it every year for life, he says. I don't know what his science is behind that.
No, I think his science leaves a little to be desired, first of all.
Yep.
First of all, by definition, viruses and bacteria actually both mutate.
Exactly.
So that what it does is just kind of jazzes your immune system a little bit, and it's sort of that as much as anything else. So,
sure.
And the idea that you have to expose yourself, no worries, darling. All of us are going to be exposed enough. So I'm not sure. You know, look, I'm not trying to convince him to do it or not do it. I'm just saying I think that's somewhat of a misunderstanding of both the flu, of exposure, your immune system, mutations, and everything else. But whatever you want. It's all right with me.
Right. Ruth's comment right after that is it kind of falls into the same category. She put a link to a site called naturalnews.com, which I'm familiar with. You kind of have to be careful with these things, though. She says the flu shot contains 51,000 ppb level of mercury compared to 500 ppb, which is
apparently the case.
Yeah, exactly. And I just
changed.
Yeah, I just looked it up myself. And if you go to the CDC website, that's one of those common myths out there right now that there's all this mercury in the flu shot, and that is no longer the case.
Yeah. Well, and the real source of mercury, is my understanding of this, was not in flu shots, although it was a stabilizer in flu shots for a long time.
Yep.
But in fillings, in your teeth.
Correct. Yep.
And that's, you know, that's more of an issue because that's leaching over time in your mouth, in your system.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
And they've stopped doing that too. So, you know, look. The older I get, the more I believe it is true that moderation in all things. You know,
there you go.
There's no one answer. There's no one. Even kimchi, I don't think is the magic answer.
Oh, darn it!
Well, you can try it. Although I think stuffing kimchi in your cavity is probably not going to work real well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, it may be worth trying.
let's see. Irvin says yes, I have for maybe the past 5 years, and I haven't had any major colds, etc.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Karina says, yes, because I work in the school system with lots of kids. I think we had somebody else say that, too. And,
yeah.
I mean, you definitely, if you work in a school system or daycare or if you work in a bank, for that matter, where you're dealing with cash or, you know, just
but
interacting
dealing,
with people.
Yeah, with a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea, you know. Let's see. Kimberly says, never did, but now working with the healthcare system, I felt I should be responsible for not only myself, but others as well. Yeah.
Yeah. The question is whether, you know, whether you can transmit, if you're exposed, whether you can transmit it to other people. If you're, and I don't actually know the answers to those very well. And I think nobody really does terribly well.
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle answered, goes back to Irvin, says, Irvin, I've had no major colds, no flus, et cetera, either, and I've never had a flu shot in my life.
Well, there you go. Good for you.
Yeah.
You're healthy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too. I mean, I think what Irvin's point was is he has gotten sick multiple times, and ever since he's gotten the flu shot, he hasn't. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah, read that again, because that isn't how I interpreted it. Perhaps you're right. Say it again.
Yeah, she says, Irvin, I've had no major colds, no flus, et cetera, either. Or do you mean Irvin's comment?
Well, which was Irvin? Irvin
yeah,
was the one.
Yeah, Irvin
saying,
was the one that says yes.
Oh, that's right. He's that he's
maybe the past 5 years.
Then he needs to be exposed.
Any...
Yeah. I mean,
yep.
Okay.
This
was the one with questionable science, but good karma.
Oh no,
okay.
No. Irvin was the one saying that he's gotten it for the past 5 years, and as a result,
got
he hasn't
it.
Had any major
All right.
colds.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So So I mean, I think you know, if you're a person that has suffered from it and it's helping you out, I don't think there's any reason to not.
Well, again, it's really interesting to me that something, when I was a kid, back when dinosaurs, okay, so the deal being that you didn't really have the option of getting a shot before you went to school.
Sure.
You didn't get your shots, you didn't go to school.
Yep,
I mean, they literally would not let you into school. And then it became very controversial, and what we have now is kind of a reemergence of some pathogens that we thought were wiped out, were extinct, so.
Yes, yeah. Let's see, Opal says, no, I use my immune system, and it's worked nicely for 36 years. So, good for her,
too.
Well,
honey, we all use our immune system. Good for you. There we go.
Marilyn says, only considering when there are quote-unquote epidemics to rule out in ER visits. She says she will this year because of Ebola. Did once before when SARS was around. Gets back to what we were saying before, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not so much that anybody thinks that a flu shot would wipe out Ebola. as much as the idea being that it sort of just made you aware of doing what you can do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To sort of take care of yourself and not worry about the other stuff.
Elaine says, no, my sister and I got ours a few years ago, and we both got very ill afterwards. She says she shortly after was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, and I was fortunate and recovered after a nasty cold that lasted several months.
Well, Guillain-Barré is a post...
Guillain-Barré is a post-viral
kind of thing that... That's your basically what happens is your immune system starts. Your immune system is set up basically to differentiate between foreign matter and non-foreign matter and attack the foreign matter. In Guillain-Barré, as a post-infection thing, your immune system is turned on and it doesn't turn off the way it normally does.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. So you know who knows if there was any relation there or not. I guess.
Well, it follows an infection, but the question is what caused the infection?
Right.
You know, what happened? It turns your immune system on, it doesn't turn off very well. Doesn't realize that it's negative, so it doesn't turn it off. All righty, so here's the deal about, first of all, if you're not getting the flu shot because you've read something somewhere about something, check a couple sources, because the thing about the internet is stuff that's true, stuff that's partially true, stuff that's incredibly dated, stuff that's completely made up, and stuff that's true is all going to be in the same typeface. So if you're going to use the internet as your primary source of information, which I don't really recommend, but if you're going to do it, at least check out a couple of sources. And don't check out the same sources. Don't go to the ones that are referenced and the ones you're checking out. Check some different sources that you think may have different, if not political agendas, because you hate to think of things as doing that even though they do. At least check out a couple of different sources or call up and ask or call up your doctor or check out, I don't know, physician.com or something. 855-99-DR-JOY. Sally, we'll start next hour with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.